Hi everyone, Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Emily Morris, Megan Penne, Layla Hunter, Lil Dodacy, CJ Hill, Margaret Gilbertson. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 75 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
James Ross.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
Ben Merritt.
And who are you playing?
Sir Bertrand McGuffingham.
Hamid Salah Harun Al-Tahan.
Sasha Racket. I did not do those things.
Chris Oldrick, Act Amsterdam.
And Ack! Zombies! Everywhere zombies! So
mostly on the pontoons.
Mostly on the pontoons. So the party are currently in Prague. You're all... tracing a rather evil kind of necromancer, let's be honest, that's probably what they are. And as it stands, you are now trying to face down a bunch of zombies at the pontoon in order to unbalance some big mega ritual that will culminate in the opera of Don Giovanni. So we are going to pick up exactly where we left off. With that in mind, Hamid, it is your turn. One of the guards has fleed, having been bitten, going... The remaining zombies are currently swarming Sasha and the one remaining guard. What do you do?
So I can't really see the other pack of zombies. I guess I can. I can see that definitely something's going on over there. But I probably don't have line of sight. What I do have is a group of three zombies in front of me, facing off against a guard, and Bertie about to charge into them. But I still think it's worth going for these ones. And between episodes, I reread my character sheet. It turns out when I cast Magic Missile, I don't produce two missiles. I produce three!
What?
So that zombie I hit last round is going to take an extra D4. I'm just going to do it now. He takes an extra three damage.
Fine. That's fine.
Alex is really invested in these zombies. He's done loads of backstory.
That one's Greg. That one's Gary. Gary and Greg have a timeshare together in the Swiss Alps. It's really beautiful.
I am going to, once again, cast Magic Missile. I am once again going to cast Magic Missile.
Bryn just rewound.
You broke Bryn!
And it produces three missiles. There's three zombies in front of me, so guess what? They're getting one each! Oh, yeah. The two closest to me take four damage each, the one furthest from me takes three damage.
Can we say retroactively that Hamid does it as if he's going bowling with the three fingers just emerging and then pew 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 from each of the fingers?
Yeah, that sounds cool. I wish I'd thought of that.
I didn't want to reveal
through Bertie's legs.
Through Bertie's legs.
Because Bertie is blocking his main line of sight. He has to duck down slightly, and he kind of shoots his hand from underneath. Three fingers, three missiles, shoot through Bertie's legs, loop over the guards, and, hit each zombie in the face.
I didn't want to reveal this... too much, but I've kind of been forced into it. I'm actually being paid by the British Tenpin Bowling Association just to do a bit of product placement. So if there are some more bowling metaphors that come up in the next combat, that'll be why.
You're going to knock them down.
I will. I'll set them up and knock them down.
Yeah, so the zombies.
Not bowling puns. Just I've got a lot of I've got a child to feed now, so that's why I'm doing this product placement. Just so you're aware.
Please, can you stop splitting the audience's attention so I can continue discussing what we're doing?
Oh, I'm sorry, Alex. Don't get too angry. I wouldn't want you to go spare on me. Okay, carry on.
Right.
If this continues, I'm going on strike.
He's gone right to the gutter. So, the zombies all proceed to do what they do best, which is swarming. Three of them swarm around Sasha, and the three that Hamid was just firing at swarm around the remaining guard. However...
Do I get an attack of opportunity?
Nope. Because they haven't left a threatened square. Now, the guard was already facing off against two of them. They both attack. And miss exactly the same amount.
Yay.
So presumably, they both reach out with one arm simultaneously, and he just sort of does a sideways whoop, and they miss.
Just turns sideways.
Yeah, he literally just turns sideways and Zombie's like, whoa, slow down. What is going on?
That guard is so much cooler than his mate. He's so much cooler, you guys.
Sorry, guard A.
Yeah, guard A is running away partly because he just knew he couldn't live up to that.
Yeah.
The rest of the zombies obviously aren't able to attack Sasha because they used all of their energy getting to her. So, Sasha, you are up. You are currently awash with zombies.
So I...
Give me a perception check before you carry on.
18 plus 10 is 28.
28.
Damn.
I can maths.
So, you obviously faced off against the zombies earlier in the sewer. These are remarkably different, and it's most apparent in their smell.
Are they fish people?
They stink. They absolutely stink.
They smell of rented shoes.
It's... Oh God, James.
Hurry up. I've got a child to feed.
They aren't as bad as... You remember you got nauseated by those fungus things. Mm. But that was because it was literally a weapon. This, it is just short of it, but they stink. Their bodies are sort of sloughed off bits of flesh in the water currents. They're in much worse condition, and they look like putrescent almost. So touching them feels like a bad idea with your bare hands. Stop stroking them. So what now?
So Sasha, while shouting at the others about how she's ill-equipped, was checking in her bag of holding and realises she has 2x alchemist fire left from when we went shopping earlier for zombie equipment. Mm-hmm. So she is going to step back.
Yep.
Take a 5-foot step back, uh-huh, and then throw alchemist fire
middle of
in
that
the middle of
mini
that.
Horde.
Although they're all damp, so it might not do the same amount of damage as it did to the ones earlier.
You're doing that thing you do where you go ahead and jump the gun.
I'm just very... Sasha's just fangirling over the fact that these look like creatures from Nate Crowley's The Sea Hates a Coward.
So,
which is a great book, and I'm being paid to probably...
Roll the attack.
What we really need is...
Why couldn't I get that endorsement rather than this temping bowling line?
What we really need is an alchemist's electricity rather than an alchemist's fire.
An alchemist's damp.
Just like alchemist dehumidifier.
Alchemist damp is just a spritzer. You're just like, no.
Alchemist damp is my burlesque name.
Roll the attack.
I'm pretty sure I stole this recurring joke from James, but I don't care. I like it.
So, it's a nice way of doing lazy innuendo. Carry on.
So I rolled an 18. If that's a thrown thing, do I get...
Yes. You know what? It's just the roll itself. Zombies are not known for their AC. You're
okay,
fine.
So I hit it.
You throw it and you hit right in the middle. So the one in the middle takes damage, and then the ones around the outside take splash. So with that in mind, then, you have to roll a d6, please.
6.
Nice.
Six.
So central zombie takes 6 damage, and surrounding zombies take 1 damage.
Now I only have 1 alchemist fire.
Is the central zombie on fire?
The central zombie is not on fire.
Aww.
The central zombie is really damp, as was previously established. Grizzop, you are up. Sasha seems to be holding her own so far.
Good work, Sasha!
And I'm going to shoot the middle zombie. And I'm going to use rapid shot, so I'm going to take an additional attack.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to choose my target after and see what happens. And I am within... Yep, I'm within 30 feet, so I'm getting plus 1 to my AC, my to hit, and to my damage. So the first one, I hit on a... taking minus 2, so 19.
Okay, that's a hit.
It takes 3 damage.
Okay, and that was the one in the middle, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it still up?
Yep.
I'm going to shoot it again. Yeah, I rolled a 17.
Yep.
And it takes 6 damage.
Okay, so the one that you've been aiming at, the first one blows the majority of its face and head away. It's just, and it splats. It is unpleasant, and it goes everywhere, and yet more of that horrible smell even makes its way to you now. The second one blasts off its right shoulder and takes off a huge chunk of it. It looks, it's still technically moving, but it looks on its absolute last legs. Bits of it are falling off. It's staggering around. It barely looks able to hold itself together.
These things are 15 hit points each.
The remaining guard, who is facing off against 3 zombies, takes a 5-foot step away so he can still attack, and then does so unsuccessfully by exactly the same amount of miss as the 2 that he just dodged. The guard who has been bitten and is fleeing continues to flee. away from the encounter to the point where I can remove him from the map. Exactly one encounter's worth away. Bertie, you are up.
Right, it's not possible to charge in a very slightly offset line.
No.
I'm afraid not.
Okay.
So he's completely ruined your charge by stepping to there. But you can still move into the middle of them and start using cleave!
Yeah.
Oh, you have cleave now.
Bertie has cleave now.
Yeah.
So that's what Bertie's going to do.
So you move right into the middle of the zombies, exactly where the guard just managed to break
using
away.
Using a knight's move for people who are watching this.
The guard, who was previously unaware of you, focusing as he was on the zombies in front of him, turns and sees a shining beacon of hope.
Stand aside, red shirt! Sir Bertrand from the Guffingham is here!
The guards are indeed wearing red shirts.
Bertie does so, and then he strikes at the zombie that is facing off against the guard.
Okay, so give me the attack roll.
That is
a hit.
Yeah, 16 plus.
Yep, that's a hit.
That's a hit. Yep.
So roll your damage.
15.
Dead zombie? Dead zombie.
It's the one that's right in front.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the zombie is extremely dead. To describe it exactly, you wield a sword back. Actually, tell me what you were intending to do.
So Bertie is attempting to protect the guard who's kind of, you know, shivering and quivering and recoiling in fear. And so Bertie takes his sword and he raises it over the head of the guard, that he stands a full head and a half above because of his stature and breeding. Swings it down in an arc, like straight past the face, in a downward descending arc, past the face of the guard, straight into the chest
and
of the zombie.
Stop. And in so doing, hits what's clearly been a build-up gas pocket. It explodes. And I mean, it literally... Boom, bits of zombie go absolutely everywhere. Now, with that in mind, could you go ahead and give me a fortitude save, please?
Yes, what am I rolling now?
Bearing in mind that you have damaged constitution, so your fort save is lower.
Yeah, so normally you'd have a 7 to this roll, but instead of that, you've got 3.
8 plus 3 is 11.
Good for you! No more context required.
Okay. Cleave gives you a second attack!
Do it again!
Okay. And following straight through, Bertie continues with the arc in the same sword, completely uninterrupted.
Of course!
Goes straight into the zombie that's exactly.
I wish you had great cleave so you could just pop, 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 pop.
That would be a single swoosh.
Not yet, but soon.
Okay. That is 5. Plus 12 is 17.
It's a hit!
Okay.
Surprisingly.
Damage is... And that's another 15.
It's dead!
That one was pretty close to death already.
Straight into the ribcage again at exactly the same height.
And again. Boom! Another gas pocket explodes. Give me a fort save.
Oh dear, that's 5 total.
I am sure that everything is fine.
That... smelt revolting.
Yes, it
like
did.
The taste of overwarmed catering pack chips produced in a cafeteria with ideas above its station.
You say as it's
at Mega Bowl.
Blacks. Oh, goodness sake. Have you ever seen those like cartoons where like a goo comes at them and they sort of peel themselves away from the wall and like half of them?
I've seen that, but like drawn on the side of a games machine that they have in the arcades at those
at a bowling alley. Yes,
when you're trying to play Splat the
Bertie
thing.
Takes 2 psychic damage for starting this. Anyway.
That's like you've taken 2 damage of food out of the mouth of my child there, Alex.
That's fine.
That's
I'm good
fine.
With that.
Right.
I am not a benevolent god.
But right. Do you know where you won't be taking psychic damage because you're having such a good time? The Mega Ball!
Everyone takes one psychic damage.
Hey.
So.
Britt's just been rolling with it.
Bertie, covered in zombie goop. I'm not engaging.
Stay in your lane, Lydia.
2 psychic damage. I hope you're marking this down.
No.
All right, carry on.
Oh, you'll allow us to. Okay.
Yeah,
Hamid, you're up.
Hamid thinks that Bertie's probably got this and doesn't realise the goo is probably going to kill him. So he will... He's currently hiding around the corner of one of these little warehouse buildings. He's going to move forward, so he's hiding around the corner of one of the other warehouse buildings, peeking around and looking at the 4 zombies in front of Sasha. And once again, he casts Magic Missile.
Shaking things up there.
I'm almost out of spells, and it's the one effective one I have left.
Oh, have you already used your Burning Rays today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so yes. Boosh, boosh, boosh. None of them die. All of them get sufficiently messed up to make it seem like you did a decent amount of work. And the zombies. To which one of them, the one remaining one, because it's a zombie, attacks Bertie. And what's your AC?
20.
Fails. The shining, remaining zombies.
Slap, slap, slap.
The remaining zombies all just shuffle towards Sasha in such a way that they can continue to attack, but not this round. And then, Sasha, you are up. You are once again surrounded by now flaming zombies, who I believe take another.
Well, they weren't on fire.
Yeah, just...
One in the middle isn't.
There is fire on the ground which they are walking through, I believe, so they are still taking.
Only the one who got hit, if he is still on fire, would take additional damage.
Ah, he's not still on fire, very well. In which case, Sasha, you are surrounded by zombies.
Let's rinse and repeat. 5 foot step back.
If you throw something from there, you will take an attack of opportunity because one of the zombies is still threatening you.
That's worth it. That's all she can do. If she stepped further back,
well,
then
could,
two of them
you could,
would
but could
tumble
you could
and move
you could
away.
Acrobatics
Ooh,
away.
Oh, yes!
Zombies not known for dealing with acrobatics.
You could acrobatics wherever you like, basically, because you're so badass.
I'm going to do... she's just going to do a roly-poly backwards. It's going to be incredibly mundane compared to her usual thing, but it's one of those roly-polies that keeps going for ages.
So roly-poly-poly.
A roly-roly-poly-poly, yeah.
A roly oly 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 poly.
Yeah. Not quite that.
Could you please
if you were to describe this move with a metaphor, would it be similar to the spin of a bowling ball as it travels down a lane? And you know the way that you get that sort
will
of
kill
zoetropic effect where it looks like it's rolling in one direction while moving in the other direction?
Yeah, just exactly.
I don't know why that metaphor popped into my head.
Where can we have that experience? I'm wondering. Yeah.
Super Bowl, Croydon.
You're
on.
Nice, there you go.
So, also, you know, but it's like that, but even smoother. Like
you haven't yet rolled a natural one, but you could.
There's little discs you use to play air hockey.
Oh, so yeah.
It just moves so
the DC
smoothly.
For your acrobatics
really
check just went
up. Where can we go and do some air hockey?
Where can we play that? So that's 11 plus 12. 23.
I'm afraid that is sufficiently high. Even with genuinely the increased DC, you successfully acrobat away from the zombies.
Roly, roly, poly,
so
poly,
you
roly, poly.
Sasha rolls back next to Grizzle.
Yeah, she just comes to us. Oh, it's frustrating, really. He remains standing. But, right next to him.
Then roll your attack.
Yep. I did.
I was gonna wait, but when you pop up, I'll just look over and go, "Watch ya!" And then.
So you pop up, say, "Watch her." She goes, "Ah!" Drops the alchemist fire at her feet.
Ouch.
Taking.
D6.
6 fire damage.
And I'll take 1 splash damage.
Yeah.
Yep, Grizzop takes 1 splash damage. And we'll find out if you're on fire next round. Yes, I can summon natural ones. I just don't do it often. Grizzop, you're up. You've just been on fire.
I'm frustrated, but it was appropriate for the plot. The showman in me is happy. The player is grumpy. Grumpy, happy.
Blimey! All right. I will pop off 2 shots against. So first of all, the closest zombie to me.
Yep.
Again, taking that minus 2. We're definitely within 30 foot. That's a. I rolled a 17, so I definitely
That's a
hit. Dealing it 6 damage.
6 damage. Let me check the zombie. Dead.
Cool.
It explodes in mush and filth.
Sure. I've already fired my next arrow, so. Through the goo, another arrow flies, and I actually have to check. 18.
That's another hit.
Hits the zombie behind it, dealing 3 damage.
Zombie behind it?
That was the really badly hurt one.
Explodes! Spraying goo everywhere. If this was an art exhibit, you would have. You know what it is? It's like a game of Splatoon. That's what it is.
Ah.
And you're just painting the town literally red.
Right, and then I am going to just shuffle 5 foot out of the burning area.
The remaining hardcore guard attempts to flank the zombie without provoking an attack of opportunity.
circles around behind it, swings, and pow!
Gets a hit. Deals max damage for what he could do. And the zombie...
dies!
Does die.
Yay!
Ooh. And explodes! Bertie!
Oh,
give me a reflex, fortitude save.
12.
Good to know.
Alright.
The guard also... ah, bang, boom! As he's going... gets a mouthful of zombie, and we will take a break there.
I was gonna say maybe we should give him a name, but now I'm not so sure.
Yeah!
Hi everyone, Mike from the Rusty Quill here, letting you know about a special live stream we're running this December on behalf of Mind, the mental health charity. That's right, we're back. After your amazing generosity helped us raise over £1,000 last year, we're going for bigger and better. So join me and the Rusty Quill crew on the 9th of December for a jam-packed 12-hour marathon of geeking, gaming, and plenty of live-action nonsense starting at 11 a.m. GMT. So tune in at www.twitch.tv/rusty_quill on the 9th of December at 11 a.m. and join us for holiday antics. We'll see you there.
And welcome back. So as the guard proceeds to chew on whatever just entered his mouth, which was mostly zombie, Bertie, you're up.
Okay,
you've managed to clear your mouth from what used to be zombie.
If you enjoy zombie fish horror, then I know a book for you.
Why not read it at Mega Bowl?
I got more natural ones in me.
No, okay. but seriously, the sea hound hates the coward. It's great.
Where Bertie is, he is at the base of one of the pontoons, and he's facing down towards the other base of the pontoon where the other cluster of zombies are. Mm-hmm. So he is now going to charge at them.
I will
like
allow
a 14 weight bowling ball.
That's fine, you keep saying it.
In the arms of a seasoned professional being tossed down ultra polished clear pine bowling alley.
Halfway there, you start to get tired. This fight's run much longer now that your con is damaged. You'll be taking a penalty on this one that negates the bonus to your charge.
Yeah.
Don't pick a fight with your GM. They control the world.
Fine. All right. And Bertie now lays into the zombie that he's now...
give me an attack with no bonuses from your charge.
That is...
don't know why I bother. You hit.
24. Yep. With... 10 damage.
Boom! Bertie, give me a fort save.
Oh dear. 5.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I'll put 2 exclamation marks next to your name. Worst day ever.
Is this what it's like being poor?
This is what poor people's wine tastes like.
Hamid, you're up.
Or Coca-Cola served from any competing entertainment complex.
Actually, I hear
you know they don't mix it, right? They let the syrup go all...
you're going to do a check to see if you're on fire, and you're still following this line
Sasha's
of argument.
Sasha's been on fire before.
I mean, I hear that Super Bowl Croydon serves Coke, whereas the Hollywood Bowl down the road only serves Pepsi.
How did this happen? How did this...
James has a child to feed, Alex!
And also, like, natural gift for leadership.
It's an overpowered feat. Hamid, you're up.
Hamid sees one single zombie left, right in the corner. The number 7 zombie, he thinks of it as. He takes a 5-foot step, lines it up. He carefully loads his crossbow. He goes up on tiptoes. He takes a very careful step, swinging one leg behind the other.
Doesn't cross the white line that happens to
you. And just at the perfect point in his motion, bringing his crossbow gradually up, sighting straight into the zombie, he fires and probably misses. That's a 9.
That is a miss. It makes as it ricochets off Bertie's armour, not harming him, but enough to be annoying.
What? What? Is there a wasp here? What?
The remaining zombie, hearing the noise, turns and moves towards Bertie. Sasha, you're up.
Am I on fire?
I don't know. Let's find out together. No. Yeah. Not lucky. You didn't anger me enough.
But you know who is on fire?
Surely some kind of bowling person?
Someone that had done really well at bowling.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I saw that one coming.
Yeah. It's me doing really well at bowling, Dan. Come yeah. down here.
Sasha,
I hate Loka as my character.
Sasha doesn't have anything left to throw.
Insults.
Oh, she's got. To be fair, she could. She could throw a dagger. But I mean,
pick what you're doing and decide.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, Sasha was a bit distracted by being on fire, so after a tiny bit of fumbling, she finds as she fumbles. She's going to find a dagger, statistically, because she's covered in daggers. And the linings of her clothes are also covered in daggers. So, she rolled a 7, but she gets an 8 added to that, so that's 15.
Bad news. So, that's not a hit. Worse news, you threw a dagger into melee, which means there is a slim chance you could hit Bertie in all of his shining armoured glory.
That won't even hurt him.
I'll roll the attack for the sake of ease. I'll roll an 18.
Plus Sasha's attack bonus of 8, minus 4 for being in melee. Still hits Bertie's AC of 20.
Boom! Could you please roll...
D4 minus 1.
D4 minus 1 on Bertie, please.
No. 2 minus 1. 1.
So, an arrow dings off the left shoulder. What? What? A dagger sinks into the right shoulder.
Ah, what?
You're getting attacked by your own party.
Do you mind?
Grisop, you're up.
I'm busy.
Do you care to make it 3 for 3 on people attacking Bert?
Do it.
Well, I am going to do another rapid shot.
Yep.
I'm firing into melee, but have a feat, which means I don't take a penalty.
Yeah. So you, it is impossible for you to hit Bertie.
Well, unless I choose to with my second
arrow.
Do
you choose to hit Bertie?
Well, I fire. I'm definitely going to shoot the zombie first.
Okay.
I hit on a 17.
So, yep.
And I do 7 damage.
Boom! It explodes, Bertie. Give me a fort save.
That's 12.
Okay.
And then I'm going to fire the next arrow into the ground at Bertie's feet.
Okay.
What? I thought we were doing a thing.
All of the zombies are dead. Congratulations. The remaining guard, having seen you all sort of deal with the problem, manages to start wiping gunk off him and starts heading over to, you know, basically thank you all. He stinks. However, not a patch as much as Bertie. He just reeks. It is like rotten fish.
This is the smell of Lynx Africa.
It is gangrene. It is just the worst.
Right, so I don't know that much about formal events, but I'm thinking that we're going to need to deal with this before we go opera.
Prestidigitate me, prestidigitate me now, prestidigitate me, prestidigitate me right now.
Hamid casts prestidigitation.
But if that has a mechanical effect, then it can't.
Well, exactly. So we'll do a superficial cleaning, so you'll look okay and cover some of the smell, maybe. But if there's a mechanical component to the smell, I can't deal with that.
Could you roll me a d6, Bertie?
1.
I'm afraid that whilst clean, you still kind of hum. It has gone from, like, preternatural stench to just...
Ow. Has anyone got a hose?
Why don't we just... You could go for a swim, Bertie. Take your armour off, dive in the docks, and then swim.
And will that genuinely make me any cleaner?
I'm going to look for a hose.
Okay. You know what? Yes, it is a dock.
Fire
it is
control.
Not hard
right.
to find. Yeah, it's fine. You find a hose.
So I'm going to make a ranged attack at Bertie?
Fine!
All right, I'm not going to make a ranged attack. Just...
All right, brace yourself.
Hose.
You know what? It's weird. It's almost like now that your con has taken a massive hit, water's just colder and more
awful. Don't like
this. Yes, you successfully hose him down, and eventually...
You've got right back in.
On the third try, you manage to get rid of the stench to the point where one has to actually, you know, be close in order to smell anything. Bertie, you can still smell it. Everyone else, it's passable. You could get away with that.
All right. Well, opera time.
Right, yeah. I think we should stop off by, like, a shop that, like, sells stuff that explodes. Because these things, they don't really respond to daggers in the way that a well-bred and respectable monster should.
I'd also like to get some sort of mask or, like, something to cover this up.
Well, just put your helmet down.
It has been down. It's got grills in it.
The other zombies didn't do that, though. That was just the ones here. Do you think they're different to the normal zombies?
Well, let's go shopping and find out.
Yeah. I need more arrows.
Bing, 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 bing. Shopping trip, shopping trip. Bing, 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 bing. Everyone grab what you need to and make the appropriate deduction. So, briefly go around what you've bought. Sasha?
I bought 5 alchemist fires.
Wicked. Grizzop?
I bought some more arrows.
Yep. Bertie?
Bertie bought 2 things. He bought a gas mask that will protect him against poison and bits going blah, blah, blah in his mouth. And he also bought a solid gold bow tie that he can wear with his armour to
a
make it...
A solid gold bow tie?
It's a very low carat. Like, it's more gold-plated.
Okay, a gold-plated bow tie. That's fine.
Gold-plated bow tie. So that his, so then his armour is proper formal wear appropriate for the offer.
You will be spending 60 gold on that gold-plated bow tie.
Worth it.
Harry, are you buying anything?
I am buying...
How on earth did the MacGuffins get into so much debt?
We'll never know.
Non-horrible clothing. Not proper formal wear, because we don't have time for like a fitting. But some slightly fancier clothing in the size of Sasha and Drizzop.
Okay, roll me a wisdom check. No, a perception check, better. Roll me a perception check for both of them to check that they get stuff that fits.
Bertie clearly assists. This is a sartorial judgment. Bertie offers assistance.
Of course. Bertie's assistance doesn't help.
What am I rolling
for? So first, what did Hamid roll?
A 2. So 12.
Okay. Would you care to assist on that, Bertie?
Bertie would, but I think Bertie is going to use knowledge nobility because this is formal clothes for the opera.
Yeah, go for it.
Is that 17 plus 7 is 24?
Okay, because you're assisting, you turn his 2 to a...
4.
A 4. Plus 2. Yep. Okay, and roll for Grizzop. Hamid?
19.
Yep.
And Bertie assists again. With a 13. Bertie.
Grizzop, you're looking sharp!
I'm not putting it on.
No, as in, like, should you choose to, you have a very sharp
I'm buying the clothes
outfit.
And putting them in my bag of holding.
Okay. Then...
I haven't mentioned that I've
then
bought these
I
clothes.
Will tell Hamid. Grizzop's suit is sharp. Sasha's is functional.
Oh, wait, well, if it's functional,
it satisfies the minimal conditions of decency and hygiene.
You now have an hour before show starts, what with the shopping and faffing and, like, debriefing a guard, which basically consisted of, you know, are you okay? Yeah, great.
Maybe have a bath, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. What do you do?
Well, let's get to this opera. Maybe we can sneak in.
Well, I've got tickets.
Oh.
Why don't we just tell the guards mad scientist mage necromancer is going to do a horrible ritual here. Can we please come in and deal with it? Yeah, thanks very much.
Maybe we should cancel the opera because there's going to be like a really...
No, we
no,
can't do that.
The show must go on.
Let's walk and talk, okay? Because we've got an hour before the show starts before a load of people turn up and can potentially die.
Someone has like called in a necromancy threat, basically. We shouldn't be like running this.
Look, if we change our lifestyles, then the necromancers have won.
Well, I'm gonna start moving now.
We
so
should yes, absolutely.
Right.
Let's go.
I'm gonna start running.
Different from doing
we
that
should
and,
use
like,
the hour to assess the ground to look at you know what to get a we sense could... of how the opera house is inside. And
yeah, right. I'm going in the basement.
Like, I mean, I obviously I'm not gonna talk to the guards because I mean. You know, I think that would be... I shouldn't do it, but just you know, to assert that we absolutely should cancel the opera.
Yeah, fine. I'm on it!
You proceed to the opera house. You occasionally all have to stop and let Bertie catch up. You are suffering. I'm so tired, this is the worst day ever kind of suffering. Eventually...
Oh, can I drink a potion of Red Bull strength?
Hey. If you want to drink a potion of Bull strength, you go nuts if you've got one.
No, that's right. I haven't got one. Cut that out. It's not even funny enough to justify the accidental product placement. Don't bother with it.
Might keep it as punishment for the bowling. So, you're...
And thus is the power that he wields.
So, you make it to the opera house. People are just entering now. You actually made good time. Again, Sasha's knowledge local from before. It's just... I'm not really sure it left. And, right, you know, it's very easy. And you get them to the opera house. The opera house itself is a huge, sprawling, gothic structure, which is... all designed to make it look bigger than it is.
I bought one more thing when we were shopping.
Go on.
Bunch of flowers.
Fair.
They're in my bag of holding.
Very fair. the
Sorry, Bertie has also bought, because he's going to the opera, so he's going to the opera, so he will also have bought red roses that he can throw at the stage, and he would have bought a bag of boiled sweets.
Fair, very fair. So, the audience are just making their way in now. They are clearly the creme de la creme. This is a big thing. And you see there is what is effectively massive banners hanging on either side of cast in their costumes for this opera. One of them is the absolute spitting image of Hamid.
Oh, she looks like you!
Like, it's very, very clear that... I mean, if it weren't for the name written on the bottom as well, which is, you know, Tahan, like, the resemblance is uncanny.
Is that your surname?
Yes, that's my sister.
Oh, right, nice. Well, shame she's going to have her show cancelled. Let's go.
Yeah, I can't possibly cancel this show. Look at all the old important
what?
People
What about
here?
The people that are going to die?
What matters more to you, mate? Like, your sister being alive or your sister showing
if we,
off?
If we alert the necromancer to the fact we know his plans, he might change them.
Not if I shoot him in the head first.
Yeah.
We won't find him. He won't turn up unless the opera's happening.
He's probably already here.
Quick, preparing. Quick, time's of the essence. Ding, if we ding, don't ding. Put an order in now, then we won't have drinks at the interval.
I'm going to run up to somebody behind a desk.
Go on. I need to speak to your manager.
They look at you.
Paladin of Artemis.
Okay.
Right now, go!
Yeah, okay, right. Wow, okay, you're shouty. They sort of head off and they speak into a speaking tube and then they kind of stand... awkwardly.
Right, minutes are ticking. People might die. Let's go.
Please do you have say things like that in the
yeah, I know. So get me the manager. I'll stop saying
they're,
things like that.
They're on their way.
Good. Right.
Could I have a program, please?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
They settle into a far more easy patter with Sir Bertrand. Now, yes. Were you interested in the premium booklet? It does include biographies of all of the.
Oh yes, please. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Bertie takes it, picks it up, opens it. Oh, it's a pop-up. Grizzop is that's like very fancy.
Drumming on the counter.
You might also actually be interested in, we actually have a brochure of our future performances upcoming. The Prague National Orchestra are going to be doing a selection, which I think is going to be absolutely exceptional.
I'm waiting for that.
No, you're probably not, because this place is probably going to fall into the ground where there's a pit.
I don't think it's that serious.
At which point the manager turns up. She is really severe looking. There's a reason that she's not on the front desk. Her hair is pulled back to the point it looks painful. She is very sharp, ridiculously clean, and she strides up and just...
Yes.
Well, I'm a paladin of Artemis. I'm on the trail of a dangerous necromancer. We have reason to believe he's preparing something below this building. You need to cancel and evacuate immediately.
I'm fairly certain if it was a necromancer, the wizards would probably send someone.
Yeah, me. They've sent me.
Right. So what are you proposing?
You close it so people don't die.
But yeah, he's right.
I don't think we're quite at that
there
point
There have been
yet.
Zombie outbreaks across the city right now.
Quite that serious.
Audience members are now starting to see this scene building and sort of murmuring, why don't we have this discussion in my office?
Yeah, sure.
I'll put my hand on her back, like as far as eyes I can reach, and sort of talk quietly to her, and I'm going to make a persuade check.
Okay, so we'll have this as she is opening the door and trying to lead you out of the public eye, basically.
Cool. So I'm going to make a persuasion roll.
I'm going
that's
to hinder.
It's diplomacy.
I'm not going to actively try and diplomacy the opposite.
Sure.
But I'm going to make a hindrance check to take away two from his
so
role.
So many things I just genuinely
so
don't
Bertie.
Know you can do.
So will Bertie. Bertie's going to do it by gently humming in a broad operatic, like in a lovely baritone.
Give me the roll, then describe. We don't know if it's a lovely baritone.
Bertie rolled 11. I don't know what he's...
Diplomacy.
I rolled a 2, but my diplomacy is 13, so that's technically still a success.
You successfully hinder?
I've got 16.
You successfully hinder?
I got a 19, so I go down to 15.
Are you
Bertie
asking?
Hinders by humming, I know a song that'll get on your nerves.
So,
get on your nerves.
What specifically are you trying to achieve?
I'm trying to get her to either, like, well, at the initial point, let us have a look around. Secondly, to cancel and evacuate, because am I successful? Or?
So.
Your diplomacy is not -3, your diplomacy is 7.
Yeah, that's why I got 19 and then that's reduced to 15.
Right, sorry.
It's all right.
So. The woman,
is that operatic?
The woman lets you, Grizzop, in and Sasha, and then to Hamid and Bertie, turns and says, I'm so sorry that your night's been interrupted. Please accept these complimentary drinks on our behalf.
Ooh.
At which point, she closes the door unless you stop her.
Get patroned.
Sasha is not going to let the door be shut.
Okay.
Like you no, the customers need to hear this. This is urgent. You're trying to shut us up.
Now
there's danger.
I am not trying to shut you up. What I'm trying to do is stop a panic. Do you understand what
I'm
mean?
I'm just going to wait outside the door and listen.
People should run out of this building.
She gestures for you into the office and then sits behind her desk. No. Look, okay? You might be right. I'm not saying that you are a liar or anything like that, but I am saying that an enormous amount of money, an enormous amount of people...
That.
Let me finish. I will allow you to have a look around, go backstage, etc. If you can provide me proof of any kind of nefarious action.
What's your name?
Samantha.
Full name, please. You're an employee. I need to know your name.
She reaches over to her paperwork and hands it in front of you. It's Samantha Debouchet.
I'll be keeping this, and I'll be letting the Temple of Artemis know that you were mildly helpful, but if anything goes wrong, and if any very high-profile citizens of Prague, maybe any of the elite, the mayor, senators, anything like that, I'll let them know that you are personally responsible for the deaths of those individuals, because you did not allow the Temple of Artemis to, in partnership with the University of Prague, to do their full job.
She doesn't seem hugely fazed, she's like, I have done everything...
Give me those passes now!
She gives you the pass and gives you another one. There are more, but she's presuming that both Hamid and Bertie are just patrons.
We need two more for our friends.
Fine.
Thank you.
I ask only that you please, if you find something, bring it to myself or another manager.
So just to let you know that what we will find, most likely, is exploded pieces of rotting zombies, as we've just dealt with in three separate locations.
We have security throughout the building.
You're wasting our time! Goodbye!
And I walk out.
You hear just... And then the doors close. You are back in the atrium. The majority of the audience in this time have made their way in. I will cut to Hamid and Bertie as they are entering. What have you been doing in your interim time?
We've been going to the bar to put in our order for interval drinks.
I have been looking around. I am trying to spot... I'm trying to get a sense of where the exits are, get a sense of... the shape of the building, like if there needs to be an evacuation, what's the best way to get people out?
That's
where
fine.
Will the choke point? That's the. I'm assessing the location.
Bertie knows what Hamid would order, so he's just gone and ordered it anyway.
So, with you having gotten your backstage passes, maybe not getting everyone on board, but at least enough to facilitate you, and with the audience filing in, we'll end the episode there, and we'll be back next time
for the opera. Have you got sound effects ready for the opera? Have you purchased the score or a performance of Don Giovanni?
Don Giovanni is in the public domain.
Yeah. Oh, amazing!
Hey.
Look on my works. But yeah,
look on my works, for they are in the public domain. Everyone can look at my works. Freely.
Look on my works, for they are not mine.
Yeah,
I made this.
But yeah, we will return next time. Could have gone worse. But again, could have gone better as well. So, you know...
It's always fun when the party's working across purposes. That leads to the best experiences.
Yeah, it's always a shame when some people are trying to not get innocent civilians killed and one of them is trying to, I don't know, forward their sister's career.
Some things are more important.
We'll end the episode there. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Babies are born with
I've played with your son in your presence, yeah. Going, who's got a terrifying face when we x-ray it? Who's got a terrifying face?
Babies are also born with all the disappointments they'll ever cause you. They're at birth.
Okay. Time to break. Take your time, take your chill.
I think we should call him Xavier Pendable, perhaps.
Hey.
Will hardly knew you.
Oh, Will end testament.
Nice.